I hear the things I can't avoid hearing, and if enough people recommend something to me, I'll listen to it. But it's just so much more interesting to me to hear these other worlds that are, it's like stumbling into the tomb of the pharaohs. You're like, oh my God, what is this record? How come I never heard about this before?
Hearing the next big thing, let alone being it, falls nowhere near the goals of Vacaville River frontman Will Sheff. So he explores the misfortunes of fame in his songs, and he looks to the past for sounds and stories. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Russ Boris here. Like the Decemberists' Colin Molloy, Will Sheff of Vacaville River is saddled with labels like brainy and cerebral for his literate songwriting style. But as the New York Times review stated, every song is a short story for Will Sheff, so the shoe fits. Sheff, however, is more likely to wear cowboy boots, having called Austin home for the past decade. With Vacaville River, he's released 5 albums worth of material, falling somewhere on the border of alt-country, where New Wave and Motown have an equal say. The latest is called The Stand-Ins, and it's a continuation of the band's 2007 album, The Stage Names. And when Will came by FUV for a solo interview with host Rich McLaughlin, he talked about putting the project together and performing without his pals.
I love playing solo. There's nothing to distract you, pretty much. And if the show goes great, you get all the glory. If the show goes poorly, there's nobody to blame but yourself. But there's nobody there to chastise you.
Yep.
So you just go home and go, oh, man, I sucked. Oh, well, that's all right. It's very, very different. And on stage, you know, with a band, it's kind of this big celebratory thing. But when you're doing the solo shows, it's a lot more about sort of this concentration and going into this place where you can bring the music out of. So instead of this sort of a party thing, it's much more sort of a sober affair. I mean, if I were to drink the way that I do with Vacaville River at a solo show, it would just be very sad. Yeah, so here I go, just exploding the hope we'll be speaking someday years from now, seeking friendship and understanding. Yeah, hope you get angry and hurt and have the hardest of landings. And I hope your new man thinks of me when he sees what a number I did on you.
Well, we love your latest release, The Stand-Ins. I know it's the second half of your last album, The Stage Names. I was just wondering, did you guys record originally all of these songs at the same time?
Well, it was a little bit of both. There were certain songs that we knew for a fact we were going to hold off on. And so those songs we didn't even touch. We kind of rehearsed them a couple times and they were in our minds. But certain of the songs, it wasn't clear. We were thinking, oh, this could be here, this could be there. So there were certain songs where we had entirely finished them, and at the last minute I thought, oh, you know, I think I'm going to wait and save that for the next record. There were certain of the songs where we started them and we thought, this is going to be too much work to finish for this release, and there's kind of a song that's doing what this is doing. And then there's certain songs like Lost Coastlines and Blue Tulip that we just thought, we know already these have everything to do with the next record, so we're just going to hold off.
So really, all along, you had intentions of making this sort of a two-part
thing,
and not like a double album.
Well, I mean, double albums, I often, even if I love the songs and I love the band, I often don't really listen to the whole album in one sitting. The thing is that I had a problem, which was that I had so many songs for this record, and I liked a whole lot of them, and I felt like they deserved to be out there. But I didn't want to really go the double album route, so this was a kind of an easier way to go.
And see how that light you love now just won't shine. Well, there might just be another star, but it's high and far in some other sky. We sing, is that marionette real enough yet to step off of that set to decide what a dance might be doing? Ruining the play to in the ensuing melee escape we packed up. Our bags and the ship's deck now sags from the weight of our tracks as we pace beneath flags black and battered, rattling our swords in service of some faded foreign lord.
Will Sheff of Vacaville River performing Lost Coastlines live at FUV. Check out more of the conversation and performance online at WFUV.org.